Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. And welcome to Angel Antics. This is one of your spirited angels, DC Love. Eileen Powers is still in flight, but don't worry, because we have a special guest with us tonight, Ryan. And Ryan, I don't want to mispronounce your last name.
It's Adragna. Ryan Adragna. Yep.
Ryan Adragna. That's beautiful, Ryan. And thank you so much for being here. You know what? Our lovely Eileen just landed. Eileen, welcome to the show. I see that you've just landed.
I just have. My wings are so tired from flying in.
I know. I could tell your feet are burning there. You landed so abruptly. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Life is just so busy, and I'm having just an exciting time, and it's been all goodness and wonderment and adventure, and I don't want it to stop. But I just fly in and land, and then I move on to another thing as quickly as I came into this one. So I am so excited to be here. I hope we have a group of guests waiting to talk to us, our new friends that call in each week. Do we have a few?
You know what? We do have a few, but actually we have Ryan. He's rejoining us this week because he had to leave shortly after the last show, and everybody was asking for him. So Ryan Adragna is here today again. So I'm so glad to have him, with us.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
And
I would like to take off at 6 o'clock tonight. Hello.
Okay.
Hi,
Eileen.
Maybe
we hear you.
With Ryan there, he'll be able to finish the space if you book this till 6:30, which I'm not even sure what
we do. And you know what, Eileen, I'm going to start off with a prayer to call upon the divine team of the four archangels. And this was written by Juliana Mello. Okay?
All right.
Are you ready? Okay, I now call upon Archangel Michael and your brilliant blue light to fill me with strength and courage. Please protect me with your shield and with your sword of light. Please clear my energy of any attachments that are depleting me. Thank you, and so it is. I now call to Raphael to fill me with your healing emerald green light from the top of my head to the tips of my toe. Thank you, and so it is. I now call on the white light of Archangel Gabriel to infuse my being with the healing qualities of communication. Allow me to always speak clearly with truth and kindness. Thank you, and so it is. I now call upon the yellow light of Archangel Uriel to permeate my being with ancient wisdom and fill my mind with great ideas and epiphanies so that I may expand and grow. Thank you, and so it is. Thank you, dear angels, for being with me and for this help. Amen. And that was a little prayer, Eileen, that I was guided to present tonight.
Well, that's lovely, especially for the winter solstice that we're sharing today. It's been just amazing energy and, calling in the four angels. Along with the corners that they represent, the corners on the earth that they represent, Michael to the south, Raphael to the east, Gabriel to the west, and Ariel to the north. Uriel.
Yes.
I always mess that up, but Ariel and Uriel are almost the same energies for me, so I kind of intertwine the two names. This is an ancient celebration day, and they did call in the corners. And with that, the angels have been now associated with certain corners. And so it's coming full circle, and we celebrate this shortest day of the year, and I look forward to each day getting longer and longer so we have more sunshine to enjoy. And I'm so glad that we're here and that the three of us, Ryan, DC, and myself, are here and get to share this wonderful day of winter solstice with you. Thank you, Ryan, for coming on the show. It's good to have you again.
It is my honor, and with much appreciation and gratitude, thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show. And I promise I won't crack too many dry jokes.
Okay. Do you have anything personally right now that you would like to share, just like DC and I shared? Is there anything you'd like to share with our guest tonight?
I guess the one thing that I would like to share is I've been hearing this a lot lately, and to be honest with you, I have to tune into it a little bit more. It has to do with the Mercury retrograde going on right now, and okay. I've heard a lot about that. And truth be told, I haven't really researched it too much, but the energies were so darn intense the past, a couple of weeks, maybe even more than that. But I'm thinking and I'm kind of feeling that 2018 is going to be a little bit more relaxed, a little less, how should I say it? When you look at the ocean, sometimes the ocean can be clean as glass or sometimes it can be 3 feet waves. And I'm thinking that 2018 is going to be a little bit more smoother than this past year. But, there are some intense energies coming in, no doubt about it. So, like everyone else, I'm trying to figure that stuff out, too, because, when you got cats and dogs getting along with each other and or fighting like whatever, or you have just a lot of chaos or a lot of organized chaos. You just have a lot of stuff going on. And I just want people just to relax and say, and just say, hey, all is well.
Yeah.
We're here for a week. I'm sorry.
With that mantra, that's perfect.
Yeah, we're here for a reason, and the energies are intense, no doubt about it. And, and it's like drinking the 12-pack of Mountain Dew in one day. Everyone wants to get around it. Everyone's so excited. Everyone gets passionate and angry or full of love and all this kind of stuff. I think things will start to settle down.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's probably time we take some guests. Who do we have? Yeah.
Okay, hold on here.
Just wanted to share a little bit.
860, you're 860, can we have your name, please? Area code 860.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi, can we have your name, please?
It's Amala.
Amala. Hello, Amala.
Yes. How are you?
Great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Happy winter solstice.
Yes. Blessings. Do you have a question for us tonight? It hasn't been too long since you've been with us. So what is your question?
Okay, so my birthday was this past weekend, and it's all about new beginnings with the solstice today and the birthday and the new year coming in. I'm just wondering, I think it's nice to just ask about maybe the next couple of months, any highlights for me, relationships, friendships, because I've had to let people go that no longer serve me. Yeah.
Oh, you are a wise woman, and that is a brilliant question. It's very open, and it's open to all potentiality, and that is a wonderful thing. So the first thing that I'd like to tell you is that you actually, I'm not sure what modalities or if at all you work with, but I'm seeing that you need to work with, working with crystals would really bring you into really a greater focus and bring out your own inner strength. But it really, if you don't work with crystals already, it is definitely time for you to go to crystal shopping and or rock hunting and pick yourself up some crystals that mean something to you or something that, you'd like to draw in. So I'm just seeing that being really prominent. Is that something you work with at all?
Yes. I have a lot of, I like sacred geometry. I have those sacred geometry discs that, it gains energy, charged energy by the sunlight, so I keep it on my windowsill. And then I have selenite, which is wonderful to just grab a hold of that and just clear everything out. So
Okay. Well, you need to just continue to clear and shield and protect your own energy. As you do this, focus upon the strength that you're building within yourself, because you really are at the end of, you've been kind of going a few through some difficult situations, which is one reason why you started picking up the crystals and moving towards them and feeling the energy draw towards them. And so that was a situation that brought you to them, but they're going to take on a higher meaning for you. They are going to, things are really going to move forward and look up for you as you work with the crystals and move forward dealing with them. Because you've had some wishes in the back of your mind of maybe, you know, doing some healing work on others, really advancing yourself in that direction. And this is really going to be a concern that needs to just fade away, because it is coming your way. The thing is, as you clear, cleanse, focus on those strengths that you feel draw out of you. Know that intuition is a knowing. Other people feel it in their gut. Some people have a smell of scent. They'll smell an odor or something. So don't demand anything that comes to you as that could possibly be messages, because you are absolutely working towards being your own true authentic self, which is you are a high priestess.
Yes,
absolutely need to listen to yourself. Have the patience. Take the patience and take the time to carefully consider what it is you are attracting in every situation. Because as you attract things into you, it resonates into that crystal and then it vibrates all around you. So you must, you know, be guarded about what you attract into you. But know that you truly are a high priestess and you have all the abilities in the world. And it is time for you to take that trip and move towards that. Because it is definitely the wishes come true for you at this time. And that's the message they want you to know tonight.
Thank you, Eileen. That's beautiful.
You're very, very welcome.
Awesome.
Happy solstice.
Happy solstice.
That's a magnificent reading for a solstice.
Yes.
All right, Ryan, would you like to go next?
Yeah, sure. Hey, Amala, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I am fan-damn-tabulous. That might be a new word, I don't know. I'm pretty good at reading energy fields, and what I can tell you right now, what I first picked up is chipper as you sound. And I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but there are some energies in your field that aren't serving you right now. And I picked up some, what I would call, not teeth clenching. Maybe I will call it teeth clenching. Like my upper jaw muscles got really sore. Like you're going, like you're a little angry in the past. And coupled with that, my second and third chakras I picked up were a little bit of heartburn and butterflies in the stomach, and that may have been a domino effect. It's when one chakra jacks up, it's like a domino, you know, as it goes up or down or whatever.
Sure.
And that may have been something in the past or recently in the past few weeks. Maybe someone upset you, but I also want you
You're
to
right on.
Your shoulders. What's that?
Yes. You are right on. I'm agreeing.
I also want you to drop your shoulders, Emily. Okay? I want you to drop your shoulders because you're like, sorry about the sound effects. I'm not very good at that. But drop your shoulders, relax, and know that all is well. And the reason why your upper jaw muscles are clenched is because someone knows how to push your buttons. And what's going to happen is that's going to drive to the back of your neck. And that's why your shoulders are up so high. They're like, oh, my God, I just can't stand that idiot, or something like that. So, like Eleanor Roosevelt once said, Emily, what someone thinks of me is none of my business. So when someone just pushes your buttons, just say, okay, whatever. You have to, so as an empath, which you are, you have to kind of let it go one ear and out the other and just rest assured that you've got boundaries. So set yourself some boundaries. Maybe get yourself a black hematite stone, you know.
Okay.
The other on a positive note, there's a lot of positive things about you because you are a happy-go-lucky woman, but to push your boundaries a little bit, your sixth chakra, your third eye, your pineal gland is about 70 to 80% open right now, and it's going to open even further. Your mediumship skills, healer. You love helping.
I do. I love helping people.
You're a people pleaser.
Yeah, it's a catch 22 because when I overextend, and I think that's what you're feeling, the anger, is that when sometimes I don't know when I'm overextending, and then I'm like, what did I just do? I'm totally doing 90%, and the other person's doing 10, and it can be frustrating. Yeah, it's a cycle thing. Yeah.
Think 50-50. Everything's an energy exchange, okay? Everything is an energy exchange. So if you're like a sponge and you're soaking up all the water, the sponge is not going to be very useful. You have to kind of squeeze it out a little bit, or you have to do what you have to do to make it. So if someone's always taking from you, you have to say, hold on, buddy. How about giving me some love? So the boundary issue, that's a good thing for an empath. I'm an empath,
exactly.
Too. So,
yeah.
So the next thing, not to babble on here, the next thing, I want you to investigate what the Hawaiian art of hope. I don't know if I can say this correctly, Ho'oponopono, okay? And under that derivative, there's a water called blue solar water.
Okay.
So what you do, you can Google blue solar water. It's a blue bottle. You can get on eBay or Amazon, whatever. It has to have a plastic or not a plastic cap. I misspoke. Like a cork cap or something. So fill that with I think the directions are tap water. I could be mistaken on that. But blue solar water, so what you do is you fill that blue bottle up with water, and you put it out in the sunlight, and you let the sun the sun god Ra in that water for 2 hours. He can or 2-3 hours, whatever, you know. And what you will find is that the taste of that water becomes sweeter. And that'll help set you back to zero when you drink that blue solar water, okay? In my house, we have bitter tasting water, and when we let the sun god Ra take over for a couple hours and let that sunlight soak into that blue bottle, we tip that bottle, like, man, that's pretty good.
Wow.
So that will set you back to zero, okay? That will help you with your boundaries. Does that make sense?
Oh, beautiful. I love that. Thank you. I am so grateful. Thank you for that. I'm definitely going to Google that and buy one. Thank you. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And, Amala, this is DC. You asked about, like, the next couple months. Well, right now, like, as we're still in 2017, honey, this is the time for you to put some perspective in your life when it comes to family, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if, like, you and your family have been taking advantage of them. You really try to help them too much. You need a little bit more balance in your life in that area. And you've got to explain to others that you do have your own obligations, okay?
Yes.
And I'm getting, you know, make sure you're not doing, like, too much in regard to health, okay? Because it will affect you. You've got to take a little bit of time off as well, is what I'm getting. And I see some financial fears, but you're going to see how things, like, steadily will improve for you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I don't know if you feel, like, bored and unappreciated, maybe, like, work-wise, but I'm getting the word decision around you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's, like, the end. That is, like, just the end of 2017. So we don't have much of that left.
Yes.
But also, when it comes to 2018, again, like, in regards to family and friends, you've got to find that perfect balance.
Yes.
Because
yes.
people have been taking advantage of you, Amala, and you've got to set your boundaries, okay?
I know. I know.
You do. It's going
right.
to be okay. People are going to come around. They're going to understand. If you've had anything that you've been suffering from, you're going to see that things, like, will improve steadily. Okay, just, you know, keep saying I am perfect health, because you are going to be really healthy. You're going to be full of vitality. And just relax and do whatever it is that can make you feel better and increase your, you know, your energy. Okay, I don't know. Are you looking for love, Amala?
Yes, I am. I am.
Okay, because I see my dog Ginger's coming in, and baby, she's saying, I got this big magnet. And you are a chick magnet, is what Ginger's saying, Amala. And she's saying, but girlfriend, don't take advantage of those people that find you so beautiful and love you. You know, you can't take advantage of them. So don't intentionally hurt those people. And you're going to see that you're going to, like, rise to a beautiful new, like, level of intimacy. And you're going to find that special someone, okay? And
okay.
you've been making good decisions in regard to, like, your financial health.
Yes.
And during 2018, you're going to see, like, a lot of positive results, okay?
Okay.
So don't, like, you know, don't change what you're doing, but be careful as well. In 2018, do not spend too much money, Amala, because you're making
okay.
great choices, and it's working for you.
Excellent.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, this is a time of transformation, and Amala, this is a time when you're going to see doors closing, and they may close, like, really abruptly for you, very suddenly, okay. and it could be in regard to your personal life, your relationships, your business, career. But
okay.
you are, you know, surrounded by a divine team, and they're going to give you the courage that you need to renew, you know, everything that needs to be renewed, because they're going to help you, like, to get rid of that old way of thinking and know that, you know, you've got to have endings because you need these new beginnings that are coming your way. Okay, so just go with the flow. And as you know, nothing in life remains, you know, the same, okay, except the changes that are coming and the opportunities, and you're going to find that they're going to be better than you could have ever imagined. Okay? None of us can live in the past. We have to keep going. We've got to keep moving forward. And
yes.
you've got to do that as well. If there's any loose ends that you have, you've got to tie them up. And are there any people
yep.
that you need to talk to, you know, to express yourself, do that. And complete whatever
yep.
you have to complete. And you're going to find that you're stronger, and those beautiful new beginnings await you, Amala. And that's what I have for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's such great timing with the end of the year, you know, and the birthday thing, because, I'm releasing a lot. I think it's just a little bit more to go, but as far as, I mean, you're never done, but pretty much the majority of the
Oh,
stuff
no, you're never done. And was it your birthday recently?
What was that? I'm sorry?
Was it your birthday recently?
Yeah, last Saturday, the 16th.
Yeah.
Okay, last Saturday, okay. Well, that makes a big difference,
yeah.
too, like, because when we have a birthday, oh, my gosh, things, like, you know, they have a different meaning. I'm getting, like, with your birthday and stuff, I'm getting the word reunion around you. So if you haven't reunited with, like, maybe loved ones that you haven't seen in a while, you are going to. Okay? And if you're
okay.
missing someone, either call them or send them a letter. And this is a beautiful time for you. You really should be filled with love and celebration. And there's such happiness with your, you know, with your birthday, Amala, okay? And just know
yes.
that the word success is around you. Enjoy it. And, again, you
okay.
need to take a little bit of a break, okay? And,
okay.
You know, treat yourself to something beautiful. Did you buy yourself a beautiful birthday present? Because the angels are saying, Amala, you better have gotten yourself a little something, okay?
Yes, yes.
And
it's the little things in life. Yes.
yes. Awesome. Okay, yes. So what I'm saying is Ginger's showing me we're at a crossroads right now, Amala, in your life, and there's going to be
okay.
choices that you have to make.
Okay,
so you want to make the right decision, okay? So,
okay.
you know, short term, you might not think that you've made the right decision, but you're going to have long-term happiness, and that's what I have for you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything, all of you. It makes so much sense.
God bless you, honey. Call us soon. Angel blessings,
I'm
Amala.
So grateful,
all right.
grateful,
I'm
grateful.
Sure
thank you.
Bless us.
Okay, happy solstice.
Happy
Bye.
Solstice. Bye.
Eileen, you're going to have to put up with my scratchy throat here. I'm sorry.
I hear that. You're smothering, my dear. You've had a rough year.
I've got Jeremiah the bullfrog, I think, in my throat here. Hold on.
Well, that's how I was last week. My sinuses were so swollen, I could hardly talk.
Yeah, that's are. Oh, my gosh. Area code 603, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes. Hi. Hi, DC. Hi, Ryan. Hi, Eileen. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi,
how
Karen.
How are you?
Hi, Karen.
I'm good. I'm good. Hi.
Good. How
yeah.
wonderful for you to join us again. Do you have a question for us?
I do, yes. I was seeing somebody. I thought things were going pretty well, and all of a sudden he said that he didn't see it going any further and stopped everything, and it kind of just surprised me, you know, took me off my feet. So I'm wondering if it was meant to be, or if that was, you know, if there's somebody better out there for me.
Well, the first thing I heard was the word practice. So that was meant that he was for practice. It's probably had been a while since you'd really been in, you know, had a boyfriend, been
yes,
in a relationship.
Yes, but, yes, yes, it was, yes.
You know, to get good at anything, to be a professional at anything, you actually have to put in 10,000 hours. And
wow.
So I would venture to say you haven't had enough practice time. And so you might end up dating a few people that you think might be right because you're figuring out how to feel for it.
Right.
But it can be just practice to get better at. Part of that practice is getting better at choosing what you want, because often we have this little bucket list, and we can always, you know, when we like someone, we can figure out ways of how they actually fit into that category, when in all actuality, maybe they don't. And so part of that knowing comes with experience. In order to get experience, we must practice.
Okay,
so I'm hearing
that makes sense.
Yeah, so that was a practice relationship. You needed to try it out, see how it fit. It's kind of like going shopping, see how the dress fits. And, you know, both of them, you know, say three dresses and all three fit. One looks good this way, one looks good that way, but the other one just gives you that right spice. And so, you know, that. So just know that you might even have more practicing to do. And that's okay. That's okay. That's how we learn. But just know that put your own priorities in order. If you start to practice and each person that comes along, you get the butterfly eyes and you try to please them by doing the things they want to do all the time. As time goes down the road, you're going to feel gypped. You're going to feel like you didn't honor yourself and your life. So make sure that you put your priorities in place and that you continually do what it is that you need to do. You know, with following your own heart, being true to yourself, being kind to others still, but being true to yourself. And I also see, though, that law of attraction, that sacred geometry and, you know, that spiritual ability that we all have innately by focusing on what we want, by being integrity with ourselves so that who and what we want can be allowed to come into our own space. We sometimes create mantras, and that would be a really good thing for you to do is actually create a mantra. I have my own that I say, you know,
yep.
and it kind of goes like this. I'm so happy and grateful to have this wonderful man who was meant for me that feels the same as I do about him as he does about me. We love deeply, spiritually, meaningfully, that our relationship with each other has no earthly difficulties or financial difficulties, and that it continues with love, light, peace, joy, happiness, and health. So find your own words. Find your own words, put it together, and say it every night and every evening, and see who walks in. See who walks into your life. Because Archangel Michael is actually with you. He's telling you you've come a long way. You've done your work well. You have the right to infinite love and contentment and gratitude. In order to call those in and attract them, we must be that. So there again, it's still telling you to continue to do that. You know, like I said, reach your own priorities and let your own wings fly so that people fall in love with the beauty of you
and that you're not trying to mold yourself into a situation, but be in full integrity of who you are, the beautiful person you are, the loyal person that you are, and just continue to get things done for yourself, and that right person, you know, will attract in if you, you know, if you work the energies around you to attract in. You know, just be grateful for everything, including that person that you want to arrive. Be grateful for them as if they already have. And that's the message
okay.
I have for you too. All right?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Ryan, what do you have for?
Yeah, hey, Karen, how you doing?
Hi, I'm okay.
Well, I don't have much more to add to what Eileen was saying. Other than the fact that this previous relationship, this man, he got cold feet. As soon as you start talking, my feet got really icy cold.
As soon as I said what? Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, he got cold feet. And the words, and I was auto-writing for my spirit team. I was trying to write as fast as I could here. The words fake smile came up from so he wore a fake smile around you, and the energies weren't aligned. So I wouldn't take that too hard. He wasn't the right guy for you, and I also picked up a couple idiosyncrasies with his hands. Soft handshake. You like a man with a nice, firm handshake, like a carpenter. Nice, strong, firm handshake.
Yes, that is true. That's very true. Yes.
You know, the guy that carries around those 2x4 studs all day and puts that roof on, he comes up to you and goes, "How you doing, man?" He's got broad shoulders, big blue eyes. And his handshake
yes.
is just a nice manly handshake, and your little piggy's wiggling your shoes when he shakes your hand. He goes, "Howdy, ma'am, how you doing?" And you're like,
"Oh,
I'm doing just fine, sir. You're doing a good job of my roof." So,
yeah.
So you like that in a man? And this guy was kind of a, I don't want to drop a name here, kind of like a Pee Wee Herman. So I just kind of put him down and say, nah, whatever. You weren't the guy for me. You like that strong, broad-shouldered man who's got that firm handshake, maybe some rough calluses on his hands, or, you know, he's hauled some wood. He's just a manly man.
That's true. So, that is true. Yeah.
So you will find that, and that's what your energy is aligned with. And they say opposites attract, right? So, you know, you're not looking for that soft-touched accountant. You want that manly
right.
man. That,
That's true. I think what I miss is the friendship and talking to him. You know, I think I miss that part. But, yeah, I hear you.
Well,
definitely.
You'll get that because there are a lot of rough carpenters out there, Karen, who have a lot of stories
yeah.
to tell about building houses, and they can talk
yes.
to you. And so and you want to sit by him by the fire at night and just trade stories. And so, yeah. And so I guess bottom line is don't worry about this other guy because he, whatever, is like,
yeah,
put him down the floor and walk away, Karen. And this
mm-hmm.
man, and you will know this man because he will come up to you and say, "Howdy, ma'am. How are you doing today?" you know what I'm saying? You're going to know it. You're going to know it
okay.
because you're going to be like,
yeah.
He's going to sweep you off your feet. So, yeah, that's what I have for you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that.
Okay. And, Karen, this is DC. Excuse me.
Yeah,
Hi, honey. I'm getting the word indecision around you. Okay?
Indecision?
So
yeah.
It's time to
okay.
let go of all the stuff that you're holding on to. You know, allow the angels to come in and your spirit guides come in and help you. And they're going to help direct you, you know, down a beautiful path, and they're asking that you follow your heart and you make the honoring choice. You've got to release the fear, move forward with courage, and have trust, and you are going to move towards your destiny. And the angels are saying, Karen, keep looking. You may be getting discouraged about finding that right relationship, but things are going to be turning around for you very soon, okay? Be confident,
okay.
be interested in others, be engaging, and soon the person that you are looking for it's going to enter your life. So don't give up right now, okay, because something wonderful is going to come your way, okay?
Oh, yes.
And I'm getting, you know, I hope that you're not, like focusing on sort of like a fairy tale romance because that sort of stuff is like, it's like, you know, on TV, it's in books and stuff, but it really doesn't happen too often
really.
In the real world. Okay,
yeah,
so just make sure that you're not, Okay, and things like that, because that's what they're showing me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting, you know, just a little bit longer. And, you know, you're going to find that beautiful person. Okay. What are they showing me? Okay, let's see. Just stay optimistic and think positive. Okay. And,
yes.
you know, take a practical look at things. And, you know, there's going to be a need to compromise when you find a relationship. And you've got to, you know, decide what you're willing to let go of in order to, like, have a relationship that works, okay? Because a relationship
yep.
is give and take. It's not going to be, you know, everything that you're, you know, looking for. Because, of course, there are two people. And when there's two people, you have to consider each of our, you know, our needs and everything, okay? And I'm getting, Karen, let go of the routine. You know, let go of that need for routine. Try something new. Go to places that maybe you've never been before. You know, take a break here and there and go somewhere where you wouldn't even think of visiting. And you're going to
okay.
have the best chance to meet one of your dreams is what I'm getting.
Oh,
okay?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're showing me. And I'm also getting, as we're connecting, and you got those beautiful messages from Eileen and Ryan and myself, the
yes.
angel of positive thinking is with you. Okay? To help you to, you
right.
know, to remain in a positive state of mind. So please, pay close attention to your thoughts, okay? No matter what
yes.
is going on, you know, try to stay positive. And know that the universe
okay.
is going to, you know, bring you the blessings that you truly deserve, honey, okay?
Yes.
And you will find that special someone. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped, Karen.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And have a very
Perfect.
Blessed holiday, honey. God bless you.
Yes, you guys too. And thank you all so much. Merry Christmas. Happy
Angel.
Solstice. Merry Christmas. All right. Bye.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, let's see. It was. Area code 613, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hi there, it's Jody.
Hi,
Jody.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, good, good. I'm just wondering if you have any messages for me for the end of the year or into the new year.
Okay, let's see what they want you to know tonight. That's perfect. Well, I see that you've actually had some rough times lately that have taken you aback to the point where, you know, you've really been pretty sad. And I'm hearing time to heal. You need to take the time and allow yourself to heal. It's about forgiving yourself and others. You know, people don't really mean to harm others. We don't mean to react the way we do. We just do because we're hurt. Like I refer to it as butt hurt. And you know, part of that is that we do think, many of us do think through our heart space rather than our brain. But then, you know, then it goes to our brain. Then when that happens, of course, the monkey mind comes in and ego takes over and it just becomes a mess. It's something that we weren't meant to really be or do, but that's part of being human. And so it's something we do experience and we do have to walk through. So with that said, that healing needs to take place, and you need to take the time to make that positive change. I don't know what you do for practicing for when you have anxiety, but I'm being told you need to both do yoga and you need to meditate. So a couple of Eastern religions here, you know, maybe find, I know that there is many, say, Buddhist temples that have often have once a week an open meditation night. And so if you feel drawn to doing something in a group where, you know, to help, you know, so you help get into a situation where you can meditate, that's a great option to do that. But definitely do yoga, even if it's just downloading some videos off of YouTube and practicing themselves. I'm also seeing some, in my mind's eye, I'm seeing the movement of Qigong, which is just moving energy around and working energy around oneself, creating balls of energy, you know, between your hands
and working with those balls of energy. And usually at the end of a Qigong session, we will take that ball of energy and drop it over the top of ourselves and cloak ourselves with that positive energy that we've created into a nice neat position there. And so those are the things that are going to work for you to bring in a positive change for this next year. With that said, though, I see that there, this, too, by taking the time to drop in and seek a more focused center for yourself, it's going to give birth to a lot of dreams. It's going to nurture thoughts that you may have been fleeting before, but now you're going to be able to tap in and take the time to really process through them and realize that those are giving birth to your dreams, and those are really what you want to do and what you want to be. So I see this end of the year and beginning of the next year as a transition into you moving into your fuller purpose of who you desire and who you want to be. Once you start on that wheel, it will be like riding a chariot, and you will fly along the way. Your achievements will become very important. It will take self-discipline and willpower to get there, but you need to go ahead and ride the chariot. This is your year coming up. This is time for you to do that. So it is time for you to take a step back, refocus yourself, find that center, and then move forward with giving birth to those dreams that you have, because it's time for you to ride that chariot. And that's the message I have for you today.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. Blessings. Ryan?
Hey, Jody, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You sound pretty melancholy. I love that. Yeah,
I don't think
you know. I'm picking up a couple of things on a couple of planes. The first plane, and I don't know if this is going to resonate with you or not, but I'm going to throw it out there. Some of it seems to be a little bit old information, but once again, remember that spirit is timeless. So if I give you old information, I apologize in advance, but I'm just going to tell you what I picked up right now. On the physical plane, that's how that works. On the physical plane, your second chakra, jacked up a little bit. It's a little messed up for your digestive system. Not sure if you're a fan of eating breads, pastas, or cookies, or bagels, or any of that kind of stuff.
Kind of addicted. Yeah.
Okay. So my spirit team isn't messing with me. Okay, I misspoke. This is probably pretty relevant then. I'm trying to write this down as fast as I can, so I'll talk faster. Okay, so your physical plane, wheat flour is not fit for your body, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, but your DNA has been upgraded to the fifth dimensional frequency, and anything processed is not a fit for your body. That goes along with your spiritual plane. Your spiritual plane, you're ignoring it right now. You're, and I'm not trying to be crass with you. I'm just calling a spade a spade because I'm trying to speak as fast as they're telling this to me. you're a healer, okay? You're a healer. My hands were burning up when you were talking to me, and my forehead was burning up. So your sixth chakra, your third eye, your peel, whatever you want to call it. You need to get attuned to that and explore that and ask your angels and guides to help you out with that, okay? You're born here.
Okay.
You and me are in the same club, okay? And it'll take you, and there's no orders and manual for this, okay, Jody? I don't mean to be such a negative Nelly about this, but this is something that you have to figure out for yourself, because it's not like... Here's how to be a born healer, and it's underneath your Christmas tree. You unwrap it, you read the manual, like, okay, I get it now. It's kind of a self-exploration thing, you know. But the first thing that you need to do from the physical plane, okay, Jody, is get rid of that wheat flour out of your diet, and do paleo or do wheat belly or do something caveman diet, something non-processed foods, because your body is saying, hey, man, if you're gonna make me eat an Italian diet, I'm just gonna put you in the Hurt Locker all day. So, whole foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, lean meats. Yeah, red meats are okay, but you know, eat off the land, that type of thing, and you're gonna feel a lot better. Your dizziness is gonna go away, your vertigo is gonna go away, your headaches are gonna go away, all that kind of stuff. And getting back to that spiritual plane, yeah. Hey, just meditate, like Eileen said, and find your space. Maybe do some yoga, or whatever, but find that space in your head that get to where you need to be, and it probably only take you. They're giving me the number 6 to 8, so maybe 6 to 8 months. And
okay.
By the way, one more quick thing before I pass over to DC Love. Pay attention to that ringing, pitching noise in your ears. Okay, so. When you're going about today, you hear that in your ears. It could be either ear or whatever. You, if it happens at 157, make a note of that, and then go to your angel number website, because that's your guys and your angels chirping in your ears. And so you just say, I wonder what they're talking my head off about. That's your sign. So you go to that website and say, I heard this pitching sound at 157, or maybe it was 505, whatever. But that's your message that they want you to hear.
Okay.
Because their vibrational frequency is so high. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally, yes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
are you sure?
Awesome.
Thank
you so
I don't
much.
Want to, you know. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Jody. This is DC.
Hi there.
Hi. When Ryan was talking about your sixth chakra, I got the word moderation around you. Okay, don't keep overdoing things is what the angels are telling me. You've got to trust your own instincts. And if you're tired, rest, okay? Because you can't keep going like that. But I'm getting, like you said, I'm getting the word moderation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting to, like, listen to your own intuition. Honor it. And honor your creativity. Okay, because it's really going to help you, and you're going to have some unbelievable inspiration, Jody. Okay? So make sure you have a positive, you know, attitude. Even if you're having, like, a dark night of the soul, stay positive because this too shall pass. Please do not fight change. Allow yourself to feel what you feel, but don't own it. You know, let it come up, let it surf, bless it for the power to inform, and let it go, you know?
Okay.
And there's always someone that, like, literally can be there to help you through this. Okay. And I'm getting, Jody, just breathe. Okay. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I was like almost gasping. But just breathe. And know that the most important connection that you have is with you, Jody, and your divine higher self. Okay. So I'm getting, this is the time that you should really take a break and just connect with the spiritual aspect of yourself, even if it's only a few minutes that you can just sit and just be. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the other thing that I have for you, excuse my cold here, I'm getting the word relationships. Okay, for the end of 2017, we're just coming to the end. And make sure you spend time with the people that you love. And this will help to make sure that, you know, the relationship is there. And, you know, and try to have some fun with family and friends. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything medical, like, issues going on and stuff, have them looked at. And, of course, trust what you feel inside. Trust your intuition. Okay? And don't worry unnecessarily is what I'm getting. You've got to learn to know the difference between instinct and fear. Okay? And, Jody, are you in a relationship or are you looking for one?
No, I'm in one.
Okay.
I'm married.
Okay, well, I'm getting balance in that relationship, Jody. Okay? So you may need a little bit more balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
and it's not a good time for you to make any investments, okay, during the end of the year. I feel like, you know, like finances, I'm getting a little bit scattered there. Okay, focus on one issue at a time, and then you're going to get things done. And, you know, if you do that now, by the end of the year, you're going to have a great handle on your finances, okay?
Okay.
Is what the angels are showing me. Oh, excuse me. Okay, and let's see what they wanted to show me. Okay.
And Jody, I do have the angel of positive thinking coming in and trying to help you to, you know, just stay joyful and in that positive mode, okay? And this beautiful angel is saying, Jody, my beloved, pay close attention to your thoughts. Okay, no matter what is going on in your life, you could still choose to, you know, to think positively. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you having, like, any issues in regard to work?
Yeah, like I'm struggling with, like, where to go or what to do. I'm just really don't know what to do at the moment. I do
I'm getting
Reiki
this a woman with hair. Is there a woman in your workplace with lighter hair? I feel like she's causing, like, some kind of complications.
Mm.
And she might, you know, standing in the way of, you know, you making a decision, okay?
Mm.
So just, you know,
yeah,
be on the watch for a woman with lighter hair, okay?
Okay. Okay, and sorry, she's doing what? She's causing problems with?
Yeah, she's causing problems, probably not directly causing problems, but she may be, like, complicating things. She's not decisive herself, okay?
Right.
So just, you know, be on the lookout for a woman with lighter hair, and you've got to keep your stress under control to help your health, okay?
Okay.
And the angels want you to make sure, Jody, get enough rest, and, you know, don't overwork your body, okay? And know that you have healing coming from both literally the physical plane and the spiritual plane, okay?
Okay.
So you have, there's help all over in regard to that. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm getting, just watch that your head isn't in the clouds, Jody. Be careful with that, okay? And I'm getting like, oh, my gosh, like you have like sort of like a really heavy workload around you. And I feel like work is like piling up all around me. And the angels are saying, Jody, do not get overwhelmed, okay? Make sure that if you need it, ask for help. You can't do everything on your own. Make sure you ask for help when needed, okay?
Right, okay.
You know, and you need a little, like, you need these little mini breaks during the work day because take 5 minutes here, 5 minutes here, and it's sort of like you're going to regroup, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, don't give in to any feelings of anything that's going on around you. Always try to take the higher road is what the angels are saying.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you will get to the bottom of whatever's going on work-wise. Ask questions if you don't understand what's going on. And I'm getting everything, you know, you will be able to resolve things, Jody, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, just, you have what it takes, Jody. You can get through, like, all of this, okay? Use what you have within you to know, help you at work, to help you with your relationships, and to help you to focus, okay? And just know that all those efforts are going to be rewarded.
Okay.
And I'm getting it would be a good time as well, like to maybe learn new communication skills. And you have, like I said again, you have what it takes. The angels are saying, Jody, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. And that's what I have for you, hon.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
Merry
Christmas,
Jody.
To you. Thank you. Yes, Merry Christmas to all three of you. Thank you so much. That was just perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go to the next call.
All right.
917, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hello, Angel Antics. My name's Ellen. Hello. Can you
hear me? Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Well, I'm going to be kind of like the last caller and ask about what you see coming up. I don't care whether you connect about career, place to live, relationship, because I have questions regarding all of those things. Whatever you bring in is fine with me.
Perfect. Well, we'll just see what your angels want you to know tonight. And what was your name again? I missed it. It was what?
Ellen.
Ellen.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. All right, Ellen, what I have for you is that things really are looking up. Things are getting better, moving ahead. So you don't need to worry about it. Things are coming to an end in the situation that you've been in, and things are really going to move forward for you now. And what I'm hearing is also what I told a few callers a few calls ago,
It's about getting your priorities in order. You've had too many irons in the fire, too many things going in different directions, too many concerns about different things, when really you need to just, you know, pick two or three things and really focus on those. And those should actually be, you know, giving birth to the things that you want to do, choosing certain things and actually taking the time to, you know, to fertilize them and make them happen. You know, we all have these grandeur ideas of how we're going to do this, that, or the other, or who we're going to become, but we don't seem to take the time to take the steps to get there. And so this is what I'm hearing, that you need to take the time to take the steps to get there. I'm also seeing Mother Mary come in, and she's telling me that you need to nurture yourself more. And so this all goes along with the same message here. Is that, you know, you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your priorities. You need to give fertility to your ideas and your goals and you what you want to become. You can't leave yourself to the wayside, even if you have family that you're raising, a husband, a relationship, a work commitment. All of those things are important, yes, but if you don't nurture yourself and take care of yourself and your own priorities, then you're really not offering your full self to those other positions because you've left a part of you behind. And you're no longer to do that. You are really to look up and look forward and really create this next adventure, this next trip section of your life, this next journey portion of your life. Because once you do that, you are going to become more optimistic. Times you're going to feel happy. There, you know, you're going to feel like you can reach for the stars and actually grab some of them. You'll know that you're on the right path. The optimistic long-term plans that you can make is going to drive you forward, and you're going to be riding high and really make some important achievements for yourself and know that, you know, it's going to have to take some time, it's going to have to take some patience, and it's going to go back to nurturing yourself and putting your priorities in order for you to, in order for you to really ride high and be the adventurer that you want to be. Get those things done that you want to do. Get your priorities in order and really work towards the things you want. That's what you're meant to do throughout this next year. And that's the message your angels want you to know tonight.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. I hope that resonates with you.
It does. I like it.
Good. Good. All right. Ryan, what do you have for her? Oh, you know what? Ryan and DC, it's 3 minutes to six, and I've got to be into another appointment at 6:30 to do a Reiki session. So I need to step out. I love you. I love all of you listeners, and I wish you all a happy and merry Christmas and also a blessed solstice. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Ryan, it's all yours.
Hey, Ellen, how you doing?
Fine. How about you, Ryan?
I'm doing fan-dan-tabulous. Oh, that's a lie. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, Ark, I say, meh, whatever. I was trying to scan your energy field from the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual levels, and I wasn't picking up much be honest with you, and that's not a bad thing because I scan for negative energies, and the only things I wrote down were a metallic mouth, and whenever you have a metallic taste in your mouth, it's like, ugh, what's going on with that? So I don't know if that's coming from, and I'm just reaching out here because I have no idea. They're not giving me this information right now, unfortunately. I don't know if that's from your spiritual, I misspoke. From your personal or from your professional life, but a metallic taste is something that it's like putting your tongue on a 9-volt battery. That's never fun, right?
No.
I mean, it's like ew. So maybe this comes to the fact that speak your truth. That's what they just told me. Speak your truth. Maybe that's something that you can work on, and and with your I got my fourth chakra got a little jacked up when I was listening to you, And that's not a bad thing, but once again, everything with the chakras, they're I preached to the choir about this many, many times. It's a domino effect. They're all connected. That goes back down to speaking your truth. And maybe there's something going on in your personal life that from the lack of speaking your truth, when you say, maybe this is where the metallic taste comes in my mouth, is where if you have something to say, say it, but don't bite your tongue. Just say it, but figure out how to do it in a diplomatic way, maybe. And because that leads down to your fifth down to your fourth, and then your heart starts jacking up a little bit. So once again, I think you're running a pretty tight ship, but speak your truth. That's what's coming out right now. So. You know, nothing else is going on. I don't have a flighty left finger. My feet aren't cold. My butt doesn't itch, that kind of stuff. So I think I'm trying to put some humor in here, but I guess that's not working. All in all, Ellen, I think you're doing okay. Just like I said, speak your truth, and I hope that makes sense to you. If it doesn't, I apologize. So.
No, it does. It does. In fact, I'm having a little bit of digestive issues, and I think you kind of picked up on that, and the taste in my mouth and so forth. Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, and there was a previous caller there who what your digestive issues weren't as strong as the previous caller was, but just take note of your diet, okay? And just know that those stupid dumb processed foods don't serve you, because your body just says, ugh, no, I ain't. If you're gonna eat that, then moment I'm gonna put you in a hurt locker.
Yeah.
So just take note of that, okay?
Thank you.
All right, that's all.
I will.
That's all I have. Thank you.
And Ellen, this is DC. I have a similar message. Seek your truth, because the truth that you're looking for, it's already within you, okay? All you have to do is listen, observe, and then trust. And everything that you need to know, like you said, it is there. And you were born with that beautiful truth, and it's universal knowledge. It's within each of us, okay? So whatever's going on now is sort of like a little bit of a test for you. And just, stop, be still, and breathe. And whatever situation is going on, hold it in your stomach area, your abdomen, and then see how your body reacts. Ask a question. Is this, how does this feel to me? And you're going to see it. If it doesn't feel right, you're going to know it. But if it does feel right, you're going to be, peaceful and at ease and content. And you're going to know that it is truth-based, okay? So please, don't overlook your own feelings and your own truth, because the angels are saying, Ellen, you know what is true, okay? There may be a person in your life right now, as we are connecting, that is not trustworthy, or there might be something like some information that is being withheld to you, okay? So listen very carefully to what other people are saying and see a situation from their perspective and watch how they react. Okay, and please, above all, do not rush into making any decisions, Ellen. Okay? And what I'm getting, you have to excuse my voice, I'm sorry, but in regard to your health, you've got to be able to vent those negative feelings, okay?
Okay.
So really, honor yourself, vent those feelings, and you're going to see how your health, in fact, will improve, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, you've got to think positively, and like I said, and even read some articles on healing. That'll help as well. Okay?
Okay.
You have a lot of anxiety as well, Ellen. Okay, so please, don't ignore the anxiety. Okay? And, if you can't, resolve it on your own, please, have someone help you. It could be spiritually, a spiritual healer. It could be a medical doctor. But please don't let it continue, okay?
Really? You think it's that bad, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what the angels are showing. But the angels are saying, you're going to reach that beautiful, positive health level that you want. You're going to be filled with vitality. And this is the time now, before the new year,
to really start like on a new health regimen. Okay, and as Ryan said, you know, make sure you eat healthier. You know, eat those vegetables. You know, and you're going to see like how this is going to pay off in a big way. Okay, and the angels are saying, please do it tomorrow, Ellen. Don't wait, you know, for next week. Okay.
Okay.
Just please stay in the moment. Pay attention to what's going on. I'm getting the words balance and moderation, and I'm getting like, you know, connecting with different healers is really going to be helpful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Okay. And I'm getting like there's much more to life than meets the eye, and you have to know that miracles happen every day, every minute. There's a miracle. Okay. So just, you know, read about miracles as well. Okay. And I'm getting, Ellen, this is very, very important. Please listen. You've got to watch that you stay in the present moment. Because I'm getting, if you don't stay in the present moment, whether you're, you know, you're talking on the phone and you're walking around the house or you're driving and you're listening to the radio or whatever, you could get hurt. Okay. So you've got to stay in the present moment. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm getting the word focus is going to be the key, Ellen, to prevent any kind of accident from happening. Okay?
Okay,
and I'm getting just a time for you to detox, whether it's your thoughts, whether it's, you know, toxins from your body. I'm getting, you know, this is a great time to detox and get healthier and to be disease-free. Okay, so if there are any toxic relationships or toxic relationships with food, or anything like that, you can clear away these heavy toxins, and you're going to feel so much better. And are you drinking enough water, Ellen?
I'm starting to. Let me put it this way. Because it's helping me with my digestive issue. So I started drinking a lot more water in the last couple of days.
Okay, that's awesome. Keep that up. And I'm getting Archangel Michael is with us to help you to cut those cords because You're sort of all these outside cords, outside influences, and they're sort of like, you know, absorbing your energy, okay? So you may be picking up, you know, harmful energy from others and their emotions, and, you know, you might be like, I feel like that you're like, you're an empath, okay? But at the present moment, it doesn't serve you. It's affecting you negatively. So just, you know, be aware of the people that you're, like, close to. And, you know, close proximity, wherever you are, okay? I'm feeling that, you know, their energy is being sent to you and you're, like, absorbing it. Okay, so we're asking Archangel Michael to come in and help you with that and only allow love to flow between you and others, okay?
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think I figured out the last one. I have to sit near certain people at work, and I think that is affecting me. I think you're right.
Okay. And we have Mother Mary coming in, and she's going to help you with issues of worthiness, Ellen. Okay? And she's letting you know that you are worthy of all the love and good things, you know, that are available to you. She has a beautiful blue blanket of, you know, love, and she's putting it around you, and it's filling you with love and peace. And she's saying, my beautiful child, be gentle with yourself. Take time to honor yourself, your body, your emotions. Then you're going to be able to see others through the eyes of love, and then a great healing is going to take place. So this is a time, Ellen, to be gentle with yourself and to really, you know, honor that goddess within, okay?
Okay.
And it's going to be a time of rebirth for you. So just make sure you take time for yourself. And I'm getting, like, the tiger's eye. That's, you know, a beautiful stone. That would really, you know, resonate with you now.
Okay?
Okay, and all of this that we've been talking about during your reading, I'm getting that, you know, you're resolving karma, okay? So whatever issues you've been having, it sort of stems from a past life. So be mindful of the patterns that start to come up over and over again. And the more that you're able to see the pattern, you're able to acknowledge the pattern, the more you're going to be able to heal it, Ellen, okay? And you're going to be able to choose a new solution to that pattern, okay? And you're going to have that healing that you want, okay? And you're just going to see that, you know, like any obstacles that you have, they do serve as a lesson for growth and spiritual development, okay?
Okay.
So stay in the present moment. Forgive people and situations from your past. If there's any conflict, resolve it. Okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped, Ellen.
Wow, you gave me so much, DC. I want to say thank you so much. I also want to say thank you to Ryan and to Eileen. I appreciate the readings. Wow. I was writing notes. I really appreciate it.
God bless you, and have a happy holiday, hon.
You're welcome, Ellen.
You
have
too.
A happy holiday.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday, Ellen. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We have another caller here. Let me see. They're jumping around here, so I'm trying to grab them. Okay, 856, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I just wondered if you see me being offered a position I interviewed for about 3 weeks ago, and I have a phone interview scheduled on January 4th also.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Ryan, do you want to start off, or would you like me to start off?
Hi, Laura. This is Ryan calling. This is Ryan speaking.
Hi.
I got immediate heartburn in my take this the wrong way. I got immediate heartburn in my second, third chakra area. They're still interviewing candidates, and there's a metallic taste that I got in my mouth. I'm not sure that I don't know how to say this, Laura, but they're still kind of fishing around. Even if they did offer you the job, not sure it's something that you would be agreeable to you. Maybe that's why my digestive system is burning right now. You might just say, yeah, well, now that I got the job, I'm in it 6 months later. I'm like, this isn't what I wanted. Even if it's the dream job that you think it would be, I think the guides are given, a big timeout like they do in football. Say, hey, I need a 30-second timeout to really think about this. So I would, and I don't even know if you really have peace with this job either. When you were interviewing, maybe some people were sitting across from you with close. You know when people fold their hands across their chest, fold their arms across their chest in a close position, or they give signs of being close-minded, something like that. Not sure this is quite what you're looking for, but I would keep on looking. What else am I looking for here? I just got a big pit in my stomach when you started talking. I'm like, oh my God, I know this is what she wants, but this isn't the right thing for her. And I think that the employer may have picked that up from you. So, I think you'll find what you're looking for soon enough, 3 to 6 months from now. Even if they do say, hey, Laura, this is, we'd like to bring you on board, but we're looking at 30 other candidates. And you get the job, you're like, oh my God, this isn't what I was expecting, because they're going to switch stuff up around you. And they're going to, get political and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know if that resonates with you or not, but that's kind of what I picked up on right away. So I hope that helps in some way. Do you have any questions?
I have that phone interview scheduled for January 4th, and I had interviewed for a job in October, and they told me that they were forecasting back then, and that the job would probably open up in the new year. So I'm wondering maybe that job will come back around, or even maybe the one that I'm going to do a phone interview for on Wednesday, January 4th, rather.
Yeah, are you considering other, in the back of your mind, let me ask you really quick. I'm gonna take a leap off the edge of the cliff here. In the back of your mind, have you considered doing something else besides what you've been doing for a while? Like in the back of your mind, maybe you are an accountant and now you want to get into auditing, or maybe you're an engineer and you want to get into landscaping. I don't know. I'm sensing something is going on in the back of your mind. You're like, you're kind of second guessing yourself a little bit. And I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here. I'm picking up some. Maybe I'm getting my wires crossed here because I'm having a hard time reading. I'm combing through your energy field. There's a conflict going on in your mind right now as to what's your love. Define what your love is. And when you define when you define what your love is, it will come to you. And sometimes you can't put that square peg in the round hole. Sometimes you have to sit back and say, okay, I need a timeout. And this job may be six figures or whatever it is, but I think I need a timeout and just say, what do I love to do and what do I want to do? What will make me happy? And when you answer that question in your heart of hearts, from your fourth chakra, it will come to you. And that's a struggle. I mean, everyone has bills to pay. You know, bills come no matter what. That's the reality of the situation. But I just ask that to you, Laura, is just challenge your heart, challenge yourself, and ask yourself, what do I love to do? And be honest. There's no wrong answer. It's what you want to do. And if this job, this interview that you have coming up on, you said January 3rd or 4th?
Yeah, January 4th.
January 4th. You have to do an inventory of yourself from the emotional, spiritual, and mental planes, where you have to say, I have to really think about this. Because the employer can pick up on your energies too. They're like, okay, well, she's coming in, you know, but does she really want it in her heart of hearts? And you have to ask yourself, do you really want your heart of hearts? So I hope that resonates with you a little bit anyways.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Laura, this is DC, honey.
Hi, DC.
Do you have anything to add, Ryan?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I am getting this is the perfect time to change your work environment, okay? You've got to feel a little bit more confident, you know, in finding this new position, okay? And I'm getting, you know, new ventures around you, possibly even a partnership coming up, okay? And I see obstacles that were in your past. They're moving away, and they're going to be gone. Okay, so everything is starting to fall into place for you. So please don't worry. Know that, you know, you will find a job that is right for you, is what I'm getting. And I'm also getting what I'm getting here is you've got to know that you can overcome whatever comes your way, hon, okay? And you've got to know that because that's really going to help you. You've got to push ahead and know that, you know, whatever comes your way, you're going to be able to do it. And my dog Ginger is coming in. And we're at the casino. I don't know if you're a casino fan, but we're at a casino. And she put three coins in, and I'm putting the first lever down, and I'm seeing a dollar sign. She's pulling the second lever, dollar sign. The third time she pulls the lever, another dollar sign. So this is going to be a really, really big, big opportunity for you. You're going to make some big money, okay?
Okay.
You may even get some public recognition. Excuse me. And there's going to be prosperity all around you, hon, okay?
Okay.
So it's sort of, you're hitting the lottery with success in financial security, hon. So know that everything is falling into place for you, Laura. There's nothing to worry about, hon, okay?
Okay, thanks, DC.
God bless you and have a happy holiday, hon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, we have like 10 minutes. See,
yeah,
I'm
going
to try to take another call here.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 256. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes. Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Do you have a question for Ryan or myself?
Yeah, just what to expect in the new year.
Okay. That's a good question.
Hi, Kimberly.
Okay.
How you doing?
Ryan,
Ryan, how are you?
Okay, there you go.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to I didn't mean to cut you off, DC. I'm sorry.
No, I was just wondering, are you ready to go ahead, or would you like me to start, hon?
No, I'm trying to scan her energy field right now. I'm kind of
okay, well, you know, please scan her energy, because Kimberly has a lot of energy. And I'm getting, Kimberly, keep your emotions in check, girlfriend, okay?
Okay.
Everything is
moving
in a beautiful direction. Okay, I see the word harmony around you. You're going to have a lot of good times with friends. It's what the angels are showing me. And I'm also getting, have you been having, like, trouble in the area of work?
No. Well, I had trouble with some administrators at the beginning of the year, but it has passed, but no trouble since then.
Okay, well, it has passed. Okay, and you were determined, and you have overcome the obstacles, which is great. Okay. And I'm getting to, I don't know, like, what kind of vehicle you drive, hon, but please get it checked, okay?
Okay.
And as well, I'm getting, you know, emotional attachments. Okay, there's some emotional attachments around you. Okay, and these attachments are causing roadblocks, Kimberly. And when you detach from the situation, allow the angels maybe to come in and help you and stuff, you're going to become more successful than you could have ever even thought possible, hon, okay?
Yes.
So allow the angels
to
come in. Mm-hmm. Okay, I couldn't hear you, hon. Could you say that again?
No, I was just saying that emotional attachment, I finally let it go.
Okay. And just, you know what, put your feet firmly on the ground and imagine you have tree roots at the bottom of your feet and let them attach to Mother Earth, Kimberly, and you're going to go forward with focused determination. And make sure that you surround yourself only with positive people, hon, okay?
Okay.
Because that's really important. Surround yourself with positive people. And I'm getting the word success around you. And whatever you put out there is going to come back to you like three times, hon, okay? So just keep, you know, seeing, and everything is going to be, you know, fine. Is there any specific area that you are concerned about?
Well, I was thinking about career. I just applied to school, and I've been thinking about residual income. So career, residual income is what I've been focusing on.
Well, I'm getting you're going to have good luck around money matters. Okay, everything is improving. And just appreciate what you have, Kimberly, and notice as you appreciate and, you know, maintain that attitude of gratitude, you're going to see how the doors open wide for you. Okay, all these doors are opening wide just for you, Kimberly.
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, stay positive. And this is a time that you better, you know, you've got to express yourself creatively. I don't know if you've gotten in touch with that beautiful inner child, but get in touch with her, get outside, have some fun. Enjoy something, whether it's a hobby or a sport, whatever it is, and you're going to see that that talent is going to bring about many opportunity. And Ginger's coming in forward, and she's saying, girlfriend, show yourself off. You know, grab that, you know, that 15 minutes of fame. And she's saying, you can be successful in whatever you want, you know, whatever you want. And she's saying, this is your time, Kimberly. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Ryan, hon. God bless you, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Kimberly, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Here comes my wicked laugh. I was just kidding. No, I'm not. Actually, maybe I am a little bit. A couple words came up. Restless legs and party animal. I don't know why they came up. You know what? I was just watching the movie Animal House a couple days ago. Not to drop a movie name on live radio here, but yeah, I thought, and my spirit team just came forward. They said, and I wrote the words down, party animal. I thought, I should really should say that out loud, but I said it out loud. Sorry about that. And restless legs. So what I recommend you do, and this is par for the course of what DC was talking about, is grounding yourself. And if you don't have one already, get yourself a crystal called a black hematite stone or hematite hematite. Pardon my Wisconsin accent here. Get yourself some Epsom salt baths and once or twice a week, okay? And then,
okay.
You know, work on just. Girl, you gotta grow some roots in the earth. I love how she put it. I love how she put it. Ground yourself and just, you got this restless leg syndrome. It's like when you want to go to bed at night, you're up to like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, monkeying with your phone or doing something. I don't know what it is, but your legs are kicking and you're restless. So that your guys and your angels are saying, Kimberly, find what you love, because you have to find what you love and what you want to do. And when you find your love and what you want to do, that party animal inside of you, that restless leg will kind of settle down. You'd be like, ooh, now I get it. Now I understand it. That's what I have for you. I apologize for the loose terms there. I hope that makes some sense. But that's what I have for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was awesome, Ryan. Thank you so very much. Very, very awesome.
Thank you.
You know what? We're down to the last maybe like 3 minutes or so of the show, and the angels remind us, no matter what is going on, that we've really got to take time out for us, Ryan. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
And people, you know, eat every day. Usually they don't forget to eat, but do they feed their spirit as well? Okay, so please, you know, do not neglect your spirit, okay? And make that a priority as well. You know, this is the end of the year. You know, pretty soon it's going to be 2018. And, you know, if you've not been, you know, having the best habits, this is a good time to change your diet, maybe drink a little bit more water, exercise, even take time to just do something nice for you, is what I'm getting. And do you have anything that you'd like to add, Ryan?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. Yeah, I think we're good here. Yeah, just I think meditation is key. Humility and being one with yourself and loving yourself is important. Yeah, remember to love yourself.
That is key to any kind of relationship, anything, you know, you have to love yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's par for the course. So, yeah. Yeah, that's
beautiful.
Well,
I thank you, Ryan, for coming on and being part of our show, and of course, being a part of our beautiful family. And I'd like to wish everyone, you know, a very Merry Christmas, and I hope that you get back with us during our next show. And Ryan, I thank you again. You're such a blessing to our beautiful, you know, family, the Sacred Numbers family. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. It's with much love, appreciation, and gratitude that I thank you. I'm totally honored to be on this show. Thank you, guys. I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Ryan, and we love you, Eileen. God bless. Light and love, everyone. Join us next time for Angel Antics. Good night, everyone. Good night, Ryan.
Good night. Good night.